Hello, I'm Darren Burton, and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Now, as you're no doubt aware, Sunday's Valentine's Day, so that's the perfect opportunity to get out to some of Toowoomba's fabulous parks and enjoy the summer tunes across this weekend. On Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon, Melissa and Katie Franks will play classical to contemporary music at Queen's Park, and that's in the children's play area, while Katrina provides face painting for the children. In the afternoon, the Art of Tea will perform from noon to 3 p.m. at Picnic Point, while country musician Lisa Jackwitz will be joined by Ron and Karen Peters, and that's at Laurelbank Park. The Broxburn Music Club of Pittsworth, they'll be back and they'll be presenting their bush ballads and country music at Newtown Park, that's at the State Rose Garden. And of course, for a full program, see Council's website. And just on Valentine's Day, if you haven't got any roses yet for your Valentine, then the Friends of the State Rose Garden in Newtown Park will be selling flowers from the Rose Cottage, and that's on Saturday, February 13th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Sunday, Valentine's Day, February 14th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Any money raised goes to the ongoing development of the State Rose Garden, so make sure you get down there, grab some flowers for a loved one, and at the same time know you're helping beautify a wonderful part of the city. Now, here's an interesting one for any budding crime writers in the region. Toowoomba Library is hosting a hands-on crime writers workshop, and that's on Saturday, February 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. It should be an intriguing and entertaining afternoon with published crime writers there to share their secrets. Now, numbers are strictly limited, so please register with a payment of $30, and that's at the registration desk at the Toowoomba Library. So for more information, please call 4688-6670. While the chills of winter haven't quite caught up with us yet, it is worth remembering that swine flu vaccinations are available. Now, that's in conjunction with GPs and the Queensland Health Centres, and Council is offering free swine flu vaccinations through its immunisation clinic, and that's at 12 Little Street on Tuesdays from 12:30 to 4 p.m. and Wednesdays from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. So for inquiries there, contact the clinic on 4688-6835. If you're keen to do your part to help green up the planet, then there's an opportunity to lend a hand to help plant trees at Westbrook Park area, and that's near Belclare Drive and Ferguson Road on Tuesday, February 23 and Wednesday, February 24 from 3 p.m. The plants, tools and water will be provided, and there's a free sausage sizzle and drinks on offer as well. So for more information or to register, please call John Hughes from Landcare on 0417 303 612, or of course call us at Council on 4688-6514. Now, if you're a horse lover, you won't want to miss the photo display out at the Crow's Nest Regional Art Gallery. The exhibition is called Equus in celebration of the horse, and it's a Queensland Arts Council touring exhibition, and it'll be on until February 28. It's a great display capturing the beauty and companionship of horses in world culture. So for more information, contact the gallery. And while we're on the subject of exhibitions, regional artists are invited to submit proposals for exhibitions in the Cam Robertson Gallery from August 2010 to July 2011. For conditions and application forms, contact the Toowoomba Regional Art Gallery, and that's during opening hours. Give them a call on 4688-6652. The applications there close on Friday, April 16. There are a couple of meetings going on around the region that residents may be interested in. Now, Council will have its next meeting on Tuesday, February 16, and that's their ordinary meeting at 9 a.m, and that'll be held out at the Crow's Nest Service Centre. So for more information there, please contact 4688-6356. As well, the Regional Access and Community Safety Advisory Committee will be meeting in the Thomas Burstow Room at City Hall on Wednesday, February 24. So interested people can observe that meeting. That goes from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. So any inquiries there can go to Daryl Bates at Council, and he can be contacted on 4688-6758. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.